Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, August 15th, 2019. On this day in 1843, Tivoli Gardens, one of the oldest still intact amusement parks in the world, opened in Copenhagen, Denmark. On Wednesday morning, residents of Kreuzberg protested against the eviction of the Späti Aura 35. The owner of the building, Bauwerk Immobilien, no longer wanted a Späti on the property. After the lease ran out, the company with its headquarters in the Grunewald gave notice to the occupant, and afterward, complaints against the notification failed before the regional court. A bailiff, who was accompanied by shouting protesters from the neighborhood, took over the shop early in the morning, which the operator had cleared out the day before. Boris Yildirim, the proprietor's lawyer, stated, quote, "The district court did not follow our reasoning. It was the opinion of the court that the lease had already been extended twice and that the family could no longer invoke the option of extending it." According to him, the original rent for the shop was €1,315, and the lawyer assumes that if the shop is rented again, €4,000 to €4,500 per month will be due. Kanan Bayram, Green member of the Bundestag for Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, stated, quote, "In Friedrichshain and Kreuzberg, landlords are demanding commercial rents which cannot be paid by the merchants. These are primarily small owner-managed businesses, and that changes the neighborhood. For the residents, this was a meeting place, and for the proprietor, it was the street in which they lived around the corner for 30 years. Before that, the father of the current proprietor had the shop." He criticized that the laws in Germany do not protect tradespeople. Bayram has written to the building senator Katrin Lumpscher of the Left and asked her to check whether there's a shop in a state-owned building that she could offer to the family, and Lumpscher has promised to look into it. According to a Vattenfall spokeswoman of the German press agency, electricity outages occurred in about 1,400 households on Tuesday evening in Berlin-Schmargendorf, including 159 commercial enterprises. The cause for the power outage was first unclear and was restored in the evening. According to authorities, several streets around Davoser Straße and Berkeer Straße in the southwest of the capital were affected. During construction work, malfunctions of a similar magnitude repeatedly occur in the city. In February, when a construction company had damaged a cable at the Salvador Allende Bridge in Copenhagen, over 30,000 households and 2,000 businesses were affected, having to manage without light, heating, or landline telephone service. At times, blackouts severely restrict public life when schools and kindergartens must close and trams are canceled. The Berlin drug scene is apparently shifting to the S-Bahn. The number of crimes registered in railway stations and trains has risen continuously in recent years. According to police reports made at the request of the Berliner Morgenpost, about 550 crimes were recorded in S-Bahn stations in 2016. In 2017, there were 660, and last year, police recorded almost 1,080 cases. A glance at the crime statistics show that the S-Bahn is disproportionately affected by the increase in drug-related offenses. In 2018, the number of registered offenses grew by a good 7% across the city. The figures for the S-Bahn stations, on the other hand, correspond to an increase of around 63%. In the current year, the trend appears to be continuing at a slower pace. By July, the police had registered 802 violations on the S-Bahn, and projected for the year as a whole, this would result in a new increase of around 25%. The S-Bahn is a subsidiary of Deutsche Bahn, so the federal police are responsible for checking the facilities. Violations of the Narcotics Act are, however, handed over directly to the state police for further investigation. According to statistics, the majority of registered offenses are related to possession or purchase of drugs. In 2018, however, police also registered 56 trafficking activities. In the first 7 months of the current year alone, there were 51 cases where mostly cannabis products were sold. Per police circles, officers have recently stepped up their action against U-Bahn dealers. The dealers, therefore, shifted their activities to the S-Bahn. Officially, police report that dealing occurs mainly in the large stations, including Ostkreuz, Ost- and Hauptbahnhof, Alexanderplatz, Warschauer Straße, and Gesundbrunnen. Outside the S-Bahn ring, the Lichtenberg and Schoneweide stations are particularly affected. An S-Bahn spokeswoman assured that railway employees report drug dealers to the federal police, and security guards enforce the law and expel dealers from the stations, and went on to say, quote, "In our experience, however, this is not a sustainable measure because dealers return after a short time. The presence of security forces has been, quote, significantly increased since 2018, including S-Bahn guards and patrols with guard dogs at 5 locations, the focus being on stations on the southeastern and northwestern ring with connections to the underground and Warschauer Straße station." Following the Deliveroo food delivery startup announcement to leave the German market on August 16th, Berlin team members want to organize themselves into a self-administered delivery team. Around 20 Berlin delivery people met on Monday evening with an interest to create a cooperative. In other words, a company that is in the hands of the delivery people. According to those involved, as reported in Taz, the cooperative can be used to work together with restaurants that already cooperated with Deliveroo, but also with those who deliberately didn't work with Deliveroo. One delivery driver remarked that the potential new team should be social and fair for drivers and customers, and should attach great importance to environmental compatibility. The exclusive use of bicycles is currently under discussion. According to reporting, Deliveroo delivery persons are free to choose which means of transport they use, including cars and scooters. The first steps have already been taken, and those involved have been connecting with locally existing courier collectives and other self-governing projects. However, per a spokesperson, it is still unclear whether and when the project could start. On Sunday, another meeting will take place for further discussions. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.